Cleveland County is opening its jail to some Oklahoma City detainees. An update on the state plan to improve bridges. And Langston University is making upgrades across its campuses. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, August 5th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Cleveland County Commissioners have approved an amended inmate housing agreement with Oklahoma City. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports the agreement will allow Oklahoma City to house detainees in the Cleveland County Detention Center.
The amendments include only accepting Oklahoma City detainees arrested within Cleveland County. The contract will last 6 months. District 3 County Commissioner Rusty Grissom says this allows the commissioners to reevaluate the agreement and prevent further strain on the detention center.
I think they've recently made some improvements, but I think they've still got a ways to go.
The jail has faced numerous inmate deaths and failed health inspections in recent years. The Oklahoma City Municipal Facilities Authority will pay $68 a day for each inmate housed in Cleveland County. The authority will also cover any emergency medical costs. Oklahoma City still has to approve the amended agreement. I'm Audrey McClure.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has approved Oklahoma's SNAP waiver request to exclude certain junk foods from the food assistance program. Anna Pope reports the new restrictions could impact nearly 700,000 Oklahomans.
As part of the Make Oklahoma Healthy Again campaign, Governor Kevin Stitt announced the state is requesting a federal waiver to exclude certain foods from SNAP purchases. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has now announced she has signed off on a restriction waiver request from Oklahoma and five other states. She says the department has encouraged states to think differently to address the nation's health challenges, including not allowing taxpayer-funded benefits to buy unhealthy foods.
We work so closely together to encourage voluntary commitments to remove artificial food dyes, among other things, from our food supply.
Under Oklahoma's waiver, SNAP participants will not be able to buy carbonated soda, non-carbonated sweetened beverages, bottled or canned sweet tea, chocolate bars, and mints, but can still purchase baked goods. The waiver is expected to take effect next year. I'm Anna Pope.
Oklahoma has made significant improvements in reducing the number of structurally deficient bridges. We get details from KGOU's Nick Daniels.
The state now ranks fourth in the nation for bridge conditions, a major improvement from 20 years ago when it ranked 49th. Transportation Secretary Tim Gatz says only 35 of the nearly 6,800 state-maintained bridges are now structurally deficient. All are included in ODOT's 8-year construction plan.
It takes everybody working together to get to that number 4 spot. It is going to take continued diligence for us to stay there. We've got about 1,000, maybe a little more than 1,000 bridges out there that we characterize at risk, which means that they've got some conditional elements that we're watching.
Gatz said all public bridges are inspected at least once every 2 years. I'm Nick Daniels.
Oklahoma's only historically black college is making major campus upgrades. Langston University is using $12 million in federal and state funding to modernize aging infrastructure across its three campuses in Langston, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa. Projects include new air conditioning systems, a new elevator, and a roof replacement in OKC. Much of the funding comes from pandemic relief dollars and state allocations. The entire project is expected to finish by August 2026. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.